This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research. We do not have a fact-checking department. Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner Radio Show are the view of the individual. The Intel Scanner Radio Show does not endorse nor pander to anybody. We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA does not thank you for listening.
Intel Scanner, the year in review. It is Tuesday night once again. We are broadcasting live. It's an emergency broadcast.
Emergency
worldwide transmission.
Everybody needs to hear this shit.
From behind enemy lines.
Once again,
we are in FEMA region. Say it. 9.
8.
8. We're in close. FEMA region 8.
I don't want to be an 8.
Broadcasting live. Are you out there? Does anyone hear this shit? Are you awake? Are you aware? Do you want to know? Are you just going to work? When was the last time you were in Walmart? When was the last time you paid your taxes?
What the fuck?
When was the last time you got pulled over for speeding? Did you go to court? Did you concede to the system? Do you play into their little game? Are you just adding to the problem, or are you going to be part of the solution? We're here. It's Tuesday night. You can call in at 406.
A year in review.
545-4496. We love to hear from everyone who has at least a sliver of a brain left. A
few brain cells left.
Come on down.
Not wasting them
what
on Xbox.
What you doing? How are you tonight?
Even if you just
What's
got
up,
a fucking
man?
Boner. Just call in.
My boner. Every time I get a boner, I get less blood in my brain. Whatever. Last time I fucked, it was a huge
hot dogs
endeavor.
Cost a nickel.
Well, when I had to walk to school both ways in the snow.
Last time I fucked was a proper embarrassment of mankind.
And so let us
For
in,
her or you?
Would you like to hear
Myself.
Who you're talking to tonight?
Oh, yeah. All right. Weren't you going to introduce everybody?
We have certain names now. I mean, I am F-Bomb. If
the
you like what
F-bomb.
I have to say, you can recognize my voice pretty easy. We have N-Word.
The motherfucker N-Word.
Also has,
you don't say his name unless you're around a bunch of white folk.
Yeah, I know, right? And then we got...
Big Silence on the radio tonight.
The Big Silence.
Ooh.
Do not ever say his name. And...
I'm known as Dirty J.
Dirty J.
Majority of the country in the
Dirty
South.
Dirty J, the majority.
South, in the South, right. In the Southwest. Dirty J, the majority.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
snap.
As always, behind the scenes, behind the board, behind the screen.
Shouncy.
The professor, the ever-loving professor.
The golden child.
The golden child.
How is everyone tonight?
It's
the end of 2014.
Year in review. It's been a long fucking year, hasn't it, boys?
Year in review. What has happened this year will echo
what has
I'll say,
happened
I'll
through
say,
eternity.
I'll say the first thing that's happened this fucking year. I was introduced to the host of my favorite internet radio show. Boom. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You know, that's just my own personal reflection of the year. You know, I'm kind of satisfied with that. You know, it's
yeah.
kind of like.
What was your favorite thing then? Go.
My favorite thing of the year? Total? Yeah. All the way? All the way?
Out of all the shit.
I would believe it would be January 5th of this year of 2014 when recreational marijuana was for sale in Colorado. That was fucking awesome.
That's hizzy. They got the hizzy.
I mean, you
got
to think.
You want to go down there, but now after in the midterm, all of a sudden Alaska and Washington, D.C. also.
Oregon approved it. They're going to start at the beginning of the fucking year. Washington is already fucking on game and shit. But you got to think. All right, back when you were fucking 12 and shit and you were watching Cheech and Chong and you were watching Half-Baked and fucking getting stoned with your fucking buddies, you're always yapping about fucking legalizing weed. And boom, we got two fucking states that it's purely fucking legal.
Plus more.
You can go buy weed, go home, get high, and the cops can't do a god. You can call the police station and be like, dude, I'm getting stoned as fuck right now. And they can't do a goddamn thing. That's a beautiful fucking thing. I applaud the citizens of Colorado and Washington for that shit. That's fucking awesome. I cannot. That's fucking beautiful.
Hell right. Yes. Well, thank God for that.
I didn't think so many people were listening to me right there. By the way, we are being filmed inside of a live studio audience.
L-I-V-E live tonight on mtradio.net. This is the Intel Scanner. If you're listening live now, call in at 406-545-4496. Do not forget to choose option one when you call in. That's the key to the whole deal. Option one, call in. This is the year in review. What has happened this year? There's been a lot.
There has been a lot.
What do you feel has been the most prominent thing, the most outstanding, effervescent, bubbling over issue or you know, the whole coalescence of what has been going on this whole year that has made a difference
to you this year? What is it? The whole Ferguson and Eric Garner thing, that had a big effect in our country, and I think it was felt amongst other countries. I'm not sure if that holds the fucking title for the best worldwide and all encompassing fucking big news story, but I do think that it definitely does have a prominent role there, just for the simple fact that it does shed the light on how our state sponsored cops who are out there to protect the fucking wealth of, you know, the
welfare. Where's the welfare really go?
Lockheed Martin.
Well,
I've listened to this show before, I believe. I'm not sure if it was me or not, but I was there.
So the media and the
media has definitely propagandized this shit. Fucking today, I'm still seeing shit about. I was watching the news today, and they're still talking shit about how many cops have been killed this fucking year, and how there's been an increase since fucking last year, and they made a special fucking graphic to signify how many ambush shootings. You see, I don't know. I mean, that's
they're making a big deal out of that, but sorry.
Yes.
Can I get my headphones? I got nothing in the ears here. Where can I get a little other anything? One? Not that one. Nope.
This one?
Yeah, I don't know. No. Yeah, no. No.
There it is.
Yeah, that is.
That there was mine.
Thank you. Like it right there?
Yeah, that's there bigger. We go. Give me some more. Hey, give me some. But I still can't hear it hardly. Because everybody hears this.
Boy, that's coming from there. Anyways, all right. So,
down.
I would like to see the ratio on how many cop-related deaths towards human-related deaths or citizen-related deaths by the police. I mean, does that even touch?
I don't think they keep track.
No.
I don't think they keep track of that.
Why would they?
Citizen groups that do keep track. 2,000 deaths of citizens by police this year.
They're starting to keep track.
Now citizens are.
If you look at...
And there's like 200 deaths of police this year. More people die of bee stings a year. More people die of trampling by deer. More people die of...
Allergic peanuts.
I mean, yeah, allergies. More people slip and fall in the bathtub every year than police are killed by citizens.
I slipped and fell in the bathtub three times this year.
Citizens are killed by police, though, more so than Al-Qaeda kills citizens. Or, technically more people kill themselves that are enlisted into the military.
Yeah, see.
So if we're coming strong for the year in review, so you're saying it was Eric Garner and the Michael Brown protests, is that big on the list? Is that
that's got to be high up there because it was such a fucking profound event, and a lot of people were affected by it, and Twitter will back up the fucking amount of posts dealt with it, but.
You know, I would say that was probably the biggest event of the last year, really. I mean, as far as social media, as far as corporate garbage media.
Ferguson? It definitely incited very much national controversy.
Absolutely.
So Ferguson started the protests in New York, the protests in Berkeley.
Yeah, yeah.
The protests in...
Yeah,
yeah.
If Ferguson never occurred, the protests for Eric Gardner never would have fucking happened.
Yeah,
I guarantee you that much.
I agree.
You know, that was... Those motherfuckers coming forth, you know, and everyone's gonna give shit for them because they're fucking looting fucking businesses and shit, you know, but, you know, what else were they supposed to fucking do at that fucking point? I mean, they were out of fucking options, and so they just kind of just wilded out like you would expect any fucking caged fucking animal to fucking do, because that's how they were being fucking treated. I mean, encompassing these
were
fucking...
Why are you
yeah, what's
past
this word?
What's this, yeah, turn. Still, oh, still
because
are.
It ain't
still
no different
are.
Now.
Well, yeah,
not, none
it
one
just
bit.
Yeah, it just hasn't been shown anywhere else. But yeah, that shit
being portrayed through the media as a passe thing all of a sudden. Like, oh yeah, they're burning cop cars.
Occurrence.
Oh yeah, they shot a couple cops. Oh yeah, they burned down the Walmart. Oh yeah, all the protesters that are out there got killed. Oh, now you're not allowed to protest unless you want. Don't bring your kids to the protest because otherwise they might get killed. Wow, in America,
and
where
it might
it's supposed
be by
to be,
the police,
but it will especially be by the police because that's who does that. And in America, in the United States of America, what was the right to assemble and the right to address grievances.
Yeah, wasn't that like the First Amendment?
So now,
wasn't that
yeah,
the first
the
thing
right
that they
to say
they
what
wrote?
The fuck you want, and the Second Amendment is about the right to back what the fuck you say up, which is
exactly.
You got armed.
Like,
no one
yeah.
Got to tell me I can't say that what's going on is fucked up.
Exactly.
Although
the only amendments matter are the First and Second.
Yeah. Well,
everything else, all the other amendments after that are dependent on the First and Second.
Yes,
exactly.
They are.
That's what, yeah, the
completely.
First and the Second Amendment protect the rest
of the
entire
all the other
amendments,
you can add however many amendments you want to this fucking Constitution, but it all depends on the right to say what you want and the right to back you up what you want
and
to say with arms.
Exactly. All right, you know, I mean, I'm going to get fucking stupid here for a second, but all right, if you look at...
You talk the talk, walk the walk, and everything after that is bullshit!
But,
you
right,
talk
right.
Talk, you walk the walk, fuck blah blah.
if white guys were to reinstitute slavery, let's just say, and we were gonna
against
we
too.
Were gonna anybody that
define white.
Anybody that wasn't white, non black.
Okay.
Non-black. If non-black...
We have defined white by saying non-black, so
if
here we go.
If you're non-black, call in tonight at 406-545-4496. Don't forget to choose option one when you call in. If you are anyone else non-black in this whole fucking world?
Anybody.
But just to prove a point, but you know, if the non-black population were to enslave our black population.
If the non-black population enslaved the
it's
black
almost
population.
Worth
go ahead.
That whole
again.
Thing again.
All right. The only thing, even though it's against the law in the Constitution via the Bill of Rights versus the 16th Amendment. The only thing that would protect them is their Second Amendment, their right to bear
That's
arms.
That's the only amendment.
You know,
that will
and so
you.
You know. If you put it in that fucking equation, and you look at everything in like a mathematical equation, everything's
like
got to be able to be inserted and taken out
Indy.
And put back in. So if you look at it in a logical mathematical equation, if it doesn't work there, then it's not going to work at all. And so that's why you can't take guns away from people with a mental illness.
Yes!
That's why you can't fire live rounds into the crib.
That's why you
of
can't
the
throw
wrong them. House that you swatted.
Did you hear
into.
About that motherfucker?
Oh, that's a good story. Now that's a
Thank
happy
you.
Story.
Can we start with that a little then?
The SWAT team in Detroit.
Yes.
Where the guy they storm into the house.
Yeah.
And it's a no-knock warrant.
Yeah.
And it's the wrong house.
And the grandma stands up.
And the guy leading the SWAT team blows out the brains of a 7-year-old girl, her granddaughter.
Wow.
Right in front of the grandmother, in front of other family members.
Google that. That's in, yeah. That's just...
Well, we're not making
because
this
in
up.
This day and age, midgets carry guns.
The fucking SWAT team...
This grandma bitch got like 7 AKs in her ass.
There was a SWAT team that threw a flash grenade into a child's fucking crib and shit, and the child's all fucking deformed now because...
Yes. And the state will not take care of the medical bills.
Yeah, and the state is like, we're not responsible for that. Bullshit fucking shit you're responsible for that?
Bolshevik revolution, nigga.
Yeah. Oh, bullshit, you know I mean? More like Bolshevik, yeah.
Bullshit like Bolshevik. I mean, Vlad Lenin would not have done any different.
Yeah, what would Vlad do?
What would Vladimir Lenin do? You
know, he'd fucking swing the hand of fucking justice. That's what that motherfucker would do. I swear to God.
WWJD, what would Joseph do? Joseph Stalin.
Oh,
what would Joseph do?
That's my homie right
is
there.
Joseph Stalin was a genius.
He would kill everybody. It would be his solution.
Well, yeah, because, yeah, you get rid of all the motherfucking dumb fucks. All right. Those goddamn...
Motherfucker, no, the urine review, really? All this right. The Intel scanner... Okay, what happened this year, for fuck's sakes?
We found the first... We confirmed the first habitable planet. You know, that's kind of awesome. We found the first fucking planet that we...
This year?
Yeah.
I remember that.
That we could fucking reach.
What was a moon of some place?
It has a similar climate to Earth.
A moon of... It was Titus. A moon of Jupiter.
No. This is like that. It would take an entire generation of mankind
what they deem
for us
planet
to reach
X
there.
Or Earth 2 or something.
No,
like that.
It's out by Betelgeuse, the big star. There's a star called
Betelgeuse.
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 No,
it's out by Betelgeuse. They refer to it out by that. It's a huge star. It's
that's like why.
100 times the size of our star. 1,000 times the size of our star.
Why I don't do 2 shows a night? I just won't do it. I just won't do it.
All jokes aside, it's like that's why like the sun.
It's called Kepler 186f.
Kepler.
That's what I meant.
In case you want a book of vacation.
Anyways, look that up because that's worth looking into. If you like to read, if you like to research things, the first Earth-like planet found to theoretically be able to sustain life. So as caretakers of this universe, we should.
As far as we know.
There's
a lot of planets that can sustain life.
And as caretakers, like I say, we should propagate our species enough to propagate other planets, like the one we just found. Don't say it like that.
No, or else we'll
destroy ourselves here and be done as
here's
a species.
Here's a little fucking thought for everyone out there. Every time you look up there at the stars and shit, every time you see a star twinkle, every time it flashes, that's something passing in front of it. And every star is a sun. And so with all those stars twinkling every single night and all those planets passing in front of those stars, one of them has to support life. It is entirely fucking scary to think that we are entirely alone in this gigantic
huge
fucking universe.
Huge. Here's the thing. My dad always told me, I call you Sonny because you're mine, not because you shine.
Truth.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what she said.
Call you Sonny because you're mine, not because you shine. So, what I mean, here's no one really knows the full potential of what we're trying to accomplish here from this earth. But as we drift along, as we connect to our higher senses, as we realize our fuller potential, We look beyond. We look into the sky. We look into the stars. We think of the other planets we could colonize. We think of how much our sons and daughters mean to us. And where do we want our sons and daughters to grow up at? Where, under the police state of the Nazi regime that seems to have taken over. I mean, there's no
debate.
What are
Nazis?
There's no debate anymore. We used to say, all right, we're trying to prove that there's some sort of new world order. That's what that is. Remember when you heard that? No one likes to hear that. Anyway, so the new world order doesn't have to be proven anymore. It's already pretty much a solid thing.
I don't know. Back in the 90s, remember no Ministry? Knows
anyone. If you don't know about the New World Order,
it's a New World Order.
New World Order. George Bush.
New World Order.
It's a new... New World Order.
Dan, Dan. New World Order.
And then... And so that's not a thing anymore. So all of a sudden...
Can we make the New World Order a game show?
What we need to have is a solution, a coalescence of our consciousness.
Whoa.
All of us now that are not under the spell, that see the coming technocracy of oligarchy.
Wow. Technocracy.
That word gave me a heart.
That's
one.
Just a big
Did you just
new,
make up a word? Is that a word? Producer?
It's a big Is new Brzezinski.
Technocracy?
I give that, no.
You want me to look that shit up? I'll look it up.
We need somebody to look that
Let's
up.
Look up Zbigniew Brzezinski.
I love Zbigniew
Brzezinski.
The Technotronic Era. That's a book.
How do you spell that? Can you spell that?
T-E-C-H-N-O-T-R-O-N-I-C. The Technotronic Era. But I said the technocracy, which was coined by probably Carol Quigley in a different book or whatever. But anyways, the technotronic, the technocracy.
Oh, shit. This shows up.
The oligarchy of technology. It's like that. So all of these scientists... Thank you. Thank you. So, I mean, it's like the rise and fall of the Third Reich.
We're doing an intel scanner tonight in front of a huge live audience. It's great.
Is it
showing up.
Techno City?
Yes. Everybody's showing up. Thank you. This is great.
Thanks for tuning
You're all
in.
So beautiful.
This is the intel scanner, the last vestige, appendage of
our first full
2014.
Year. Our first full year.
Vestigial appendage is being removed soon, almost like the penis of all of the men that are being oppressed by the female, takeover of
that
this
shit
world.
Was personal.
I mean, you want to look at all of the sitcoms out there. It seems like all of these. It seems like families are portrayed as the mom is in control, and she got rid of the idiot husband, and now has a new boyfriend that doesn't really do anything either, and is impotent, just, almost humor, just like makes him nothing compared to the power of the
number one rule,
the mom that controls it all.
Life
but she doesn't
TV
even
need
a mom
real.
Because she don't cook, she don't clean, she don't do anything really
hey,
to
dumbass.
Maintain the homestead. She goes out and works in a bar. Apparently, that's what women do now to be empowered. Well, what do you think about that? Call in at 406-545-4496. Option one, are women more empowered by working in a bar or being a waitress than they are being a mom?
2014.
Well, no, because they're always complaining about goddamn minimum wage.
You tell us.
Wage.
Wow.
Nobody gives me a tip.
That's some heavy shit. Give me some.
There's some heavy shit.
Give me some. What is the overtake of the family? What is the undermining of the basic structure of humankind?
I have four letters for you. USSR. I don't know what
USSR.
It's
All right, so that's awesome. This is the year in review on the Intel Scanner.
What else you got?
You're listening to, if you're just tuning in, this is N-word coupled with F-bomb and... Introduce yourself, special guest number one.
Dirty J.
Dirty J. And
we
special
also have guest Big Silence two. In the building
Big
tonight.
Silence.
Big Silence.
And as always, behind the board, the doctrine of hidingness and beauty in the unknown, the professor.
The master of the faster.
Needs no introduction. He wants to be introduced. What's your name? Don't ever say it. What's your name? What's your name? Don't ever say it.
You can call me Dad.
No, you can call me Daddy. Come on.
Without whom none of this is possible. Although I'm not giving up any more information. You can waterboard me. Waterboard me. I dare you.
I tried that and you gave me 20 fucking bucks.
Well, it gave me an erection.
Don't threaten me with a good time. Speaking of torture, what about
20
the,
bucks, four erection,
torture,
even
go.
Deal.
There was the
speaking of torture, get your hand out of my ass.
Don't threaten me with a good
speaking
time.
Speaking of torture, no. Finally let me suck it.
Anyways, the year in review, Intel Scanner.
All right, so we had.
Here we go.
No, we had the CIA torture report be released. And you know, do you know what happened on Twitter today?
What happened? Enlighten me.
I will. I can. I can do this. The CIA posted a little fucking tweet about how they
CIA
are...
has. Oh, hold on. Can we do a timeout real quick? CIA has a Twitter account?
Yes.
Okay, nice great. I was just checking. Cool. Go right ahead.
And they
they also has a Facebook.
CIA has a fucking Twitter account. Yeah. My mind's blown.
They have to keep in contact with the masses. If you don't have a Twitter account,
I feel like I need to vomit. But okay,
I'm just saying. Anyways, all right.
CIA right. tweets.
Yeah, they were fucking tweeting like a bitch.
Tweeting. How many tweets did they put out a day? I want that job. I need to get hired for the CIA and fucking put out tweets for the CIA.
Yeah, they put out like 20 a fucking day. They're fucking on fire. No, but anyways, no, they were talking about in memoriam of 7 agents that got killed and 6 others got injured today. And so I looked at the...
Is there an explosion or something?
Yeah, I looked at the backstory.
Did they save Mussolini?
Do you know why? This is what happened. Have you guys read The Art of War? Have you had any...
Yes.
I have.
Breezing through it on it at all?
Sun Tzu's, Machiavelli's.
All of us, yes. All right,
okay, so...
Know your enemies. Probably out there not. Know your friends closer. That's about
the gist of it. If you're just tuning in and you've not read The Art of War or Machiavelli... Last Days of the Proletariat. Or
all of which required reading.
All of which require an IQ above that of which
7
of a police officer.
Yeah, which is no, fuck off. Fuck off. That's fucking true. My little brother got tested when he was a kid because my mom thought he was stupid, but he wasn't because he was just deaf. But no, he got fucking tested as a kid, and the dude said, you know something? He has a higher IQ than what is required to be fucking hired as a New Hampshire police officer. So he could not be a cop in New Hampshire based on his IQ test.
Wow.
That's fucked up. No, you can have too high of an IQ to be a cop. You can be too smart to be a cop.
Yeah.
Anyways, though.
That's why none of us here are.
Yeah.
Well, no.
You go to New Orleans, all you need is a GED. They have billboards posted.
I mean,
you got a GED?
What was that?
Come sign up for fucking New Orleans Police Department.
Clockwork Orange. Fuck, read a book.
People. You get to play with guns.
I mean,
and arrest
Droogs.
People.
All of my man's Droogs, more of being cops at the end.
Doesn't want to
say like,
something.
Oh, we got to take you in, motherfucker, or whatever. Are you kidding me? I mean, read 1984. I mean, read Last Days of the Proletariat.
Read Tragedy and Hope. That's 86 was really the one.
Last Days of the Proletariat, available at puppetmasterpublishing.com.
Also read The Anglo-American Establishment or The Tektronic Era by Zbigniew Brzezinski. Try reading Men in Power.
Who was a pile of shit, by the way. Okay.
Political retrospective. Yeah. Hellman Schmidt. Former German chancellor wrote that. I mean, there's a lot of good books to read that expose the incoming technological freedom encompassing Agenda 21, eliminate human rights agenda.
Well, I don't mean to get it off topic here, but let's keep it moving on like the biggest stories of the year.
Okay.
So what would we say is the number one biggest story
Ebola?
Of the year? Ebola?
That's one of them.
Ebola's coming back.
We did 3 shows in a row. It was pretty big. Remember our 3 shows in a row? That was pretty fucking hot.
Pop fucking quiz. What is the estimated death of fucking Ebola this fucking year?
PQ.
Pop fucking quiz. Anybody?
Oh, 10,000.
10? We got 10?
10 and 10. Yeah, what is it?
10? Anything
three.
Else? Anything 7,700. Else?
7,700.
Fuck, it was already past 3 like a while
ago. Is this a prize, right? Do I get a prize?
27,400 motherfuckers have died of fucking
all people. In Africa, though.
They have been keeping that shit quiet for fucking months, motherfuckers.
Where
people
are you getting these numbers from?
I reached
out. See, I said 10. He said 10. That's 20.
I get the internet.
That's 20 right there.
I got a
couple.
Well,
somebody just got caught in somewhere in one of the northern countries, like Finland or Sweden.
Yeah, there was another dude that just got caught. Yeah, and there was another one in Britain, too. They're getting popped everywhere. You catch little snippets once in a while.
Or this so-called Ebola disease.
I call it gonorrhea syphilis.
It really might not be Ebola.
And a sore throat.
Well, Ebola is the scariest fucking puke your liver out disease.
Well, I guess we're going to break time.
Bleeding out of your eyes.
Bleeding out of your eyes. Bleeding out of your ass.
Bleeding out of everywhere.
Bleeding out of every orifice. Not recovering from it. There's a very low life expectancy.
think about what kind of underwear you would want to wear while you have Ebola.
Very absorbent ones, right?
Exactly.
Belted very absorbent.
Going with
panties.
The Depends on this one.
I'm saying. I mean, maybe we should market some Ebola Depends. Underwear.
Should have said that. That would have been right on.
We have the absorbent Ebola underwear. If you have Ebola, you don't want to leave a mess for your kids to clean up, give us a call. We'll send you a packet. Just send us your credit card number. We'll give you a
credit card number, social security number, birth date,
security code,
your name.
We have a cleanup team on standby ready to clean up your Ebola mess.
Yes.
As long as you have a credit card. As long as you have a credit card ready to roll, we have a cleanup team on standby.
And please call us. After our first 100,000 people, we get a free bundle of chlorine.
Absolutely.
Pallet.
Get your Ebola e-boxers here.
Your Tyvek Ebola-proof
Your Ebola Depends boxers.
And your Ebola Depends boxers.
As your stomach Extra bleeds absorbent. Out your ass, yes.
So we're going to play some really kick-ass Montana music coming up. It's about break time. What are we going to play? Tell us, producer, director.
Producer X.
Professor.
Coming up. We've got Idiot Kid Arsenal, Magic City Music Group, and Poetic Intelligence.
Love that shit.
Stay tuned. We'll be back after the break.
Do it.
Don't leave. We love you. We'll be right back.
got some blunt burn with the cup filled up against high burst. On a tight burst, how I work on the deals when I'm out of town on all types of earth. Man, pass that shit right to my lip. Take a drag, don't be a fool. Cause we fuck around here and we come around near. If we bust out, but we hope you bust out too. We smoke that quick, nothing else to do. We re-up fast and keep it smooth. And we got a lot of beats and we roll a lot of weed. And we the ones you see, but we kept it true. We the ones you ride with and get high with. Roll around with blunts and booze. If we hit our 10, we might be rolling out. Just to go smoke out and make some moves.
Eyes down low, I'm not asleep. All because it's purple weed. I steady blaze, smoke out and cheap. On daily basis, medical needs. I have no card, regard for law. Risk it all when I burn my tree. Support my country, what I do. See my bags contain no seeds. Look for your subject, work and listen. Chronic sparkles and it glistens. I've been known to work the block, so pigs I look for in my vision. Left, right, north, south, in between. Friends paranoid out here when I scheme. Bros, no option, I gotta eat. Smoking on the reaper.
You see my eyes down low. A hit? Is this for me? Whoa, but damn, you the shit. Anybody I smoke with usually roll big. I'm usually cool with. We usually bullshit. We usually chit chat. Be busting up big sets. We all like, yo, dog, where can I get that? I glaze like a donut. Smoking oil from California. I tried to warn ya. I smoke strong marijuana.
Roll up the purple. I'm blowing out circles, I got the swish split down. Why don't you go on and dump it? I swear that blunt too loud. You would swear I play trumpet. My weed man with the weather, I swear we smoking on thunder. I go hard in the paint for a show. Stay high, oh yeah, I know. Give me that green, that D's, that dro. Off to the moon, yeah, here I go. Boy, I'm gone, so you can't tell me nothing. My eyes red, shit, I'm blunting. Shades on, shit, yeah, I'm stunting. Blowing in the back, boy, no fronting.
You see my eyes down. That's the weed, and I smell like smoke. That's the reaper.
Take what you need, man. Wanna make you bleed with the edge of the sword. So stand up, we ain't taking no more. Yo, my flow gets ill, you might get nauseous. You can take off the mask, baby, don't have caution. Lil Wayne wannabes, I'm sick of your nonsense. Quit lying about your shit and try to switch up the content. This ain't copy and paste, this is cotton your veins. Through the hours of achieving when relieving your pain, man. Threw you in the waste bin, rap is just a wasting. Whatever happened to rapping in your basement? This generation raised on nothing real. Cause the drugs and the money got mass appeal. So they drown and they liquor and they pop another pill. And you stupid motherfuckers say marijuana kills for real. You ignore your intelligence, only taking in what these motherfuckers telling us. Only wanna buy what the record label's selling us. Land of the free, home of the brave. What the fuck?
Standing on your two knees, baby. Tell me, what do you need?
So what you need, what you need, what you need. they listen to your words, follow what you say, but you're blind, leading blurry eyes, try and show them to pay. I hope they realize before they're too deep and it's too late, cause the drug game shows no mercy to those with a weak brain. It's hard to refrain, it becomes a daily routine, when your daily routine is influenced by the mainstream. Your visions become clouded, you'll be drowned at the scene. Know what I needed is a bunch of booze and codeine, so don't take your last lane as an adolescent. Life is not something young and should lose as a lesson. I have done a lot, this is one of many confessions. Watch too many fall, trying to get too high in this session. So count your blessings and thank God for what you got. Stay lakeside cool while the mainstream stay hot. Life ain't a party, it's an intelligent plot. So don't end your story getting shot up on the block.
Standing on your two knees, baby, tell me what do you need?
What you need, what you need, what you need, huh?
Stand up on your two feet, baby, that's how it's got to be.
That's just how it's gotta be.
Stand up, baby girl, get off your knees. You don't need to hit the floor every time I play a save. Please, and the haters can't hate. I know all of them will disagree. They can diss on me, but that's just how it's gotta be. I keep it low key, like there's a kilo in the keepsake. I only hit the dro, the rest to me is just a waste. Weed never lace, you know it's always the high grade. Leaping towards my goal, call me D-Way. Yeah, that ain't getting paid, not yet anyway. I'm just doing what I love, not doing it for the pay. All I gotta say is I'ma stand up for me, my group, my friends, and my family. In today's society, it's all self-centered assholes asking for some help and they act like it's a hassle. I fill up your plate in hungry times, but when worse comes to worse, I ask you to do the same for mine.
Standing on your two knees, baby, tell me what do you need? Oh, stand up on your two feet, baby, that's how it's got to be.
That's just how it's gotta be, y'all.
Poetic intelligence. We like them around here. This is Billings, Montana. Montana-based radio on mtradio.net. You're listening to the Intel Scanner. We are proud, happy, and sustainably equitable to be broadcasting one last time in 2014. If you want to call in, it's 406-545-4496, select option one. This is the professor behind the board. This is the N-word that says shit. This is the F-bomb that blows up. This is the Intel Scanner. We have two special guests. Introduce yourselves, starting with you.
We have Big Silence here tonight.
Big Silence. And
your local Dirty J.
Dirty J from the locale.
Local Dirty
Excellent.
J.
Excellent. Thank you for tuning in. If you are just tuning in, this is the year in review. We've gone over several topics that started out as... Well, it started out a long time ago. But they're everything's manifesting, it seems like now. Started out as...
Well, what do you think... What do we think about...
issues.
What do we think about, like, the Bill Cosby... That's
didn't he die with Robin Williams in a sex grave?
Yeah, didn't they? Wasn't it like a weird sex gay? I kill you, I love you. Thing?
Is Bill Cosby still alive?
Didn't he kill himself with Robin Williams?
And apparently still raping people.
Still alive, still raping.
Twice.
I wonder who he gets his roofies from.
Well, he gets good shit. He gets some good Hollywood drugs. So.
And that's why.
Well, he has to have a good connect because they haven't been busted since the 60s when he started raping people.
Why would that be fabadabba?
You see, like, I'm out here raping people and I'm not getting caught for like 30 years. And then it comes out. Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
You like Jell-O, right?
I mean, what's that's an odd story.
Is that MK Ultra shit? Is that a psyop? What is that? Was he upholding their agenda until he said, no, I'm not gonna, and they're like, eh, we're gonna fuck you over? Is that what happened?
That's similar to that guy on the BBC that was raping people for years and years and years without getting caught.
Jimmy Savile.
Yes. Yes.
You bring up, we haven't even brought that up on the show before. You bring up,
that's a good point.
Exact same.
The pedophile conspiracy.
They did it for decades.
The cover up. The pedophile cover up in the higher oligarchy. Yes, it's a huge deal. That's what they do. No one, that
as long as you push
to speak about that, lives.
As long as you push our agenda, we will turn the blind eye.
Right. But as soon as you start to have a fucking change of heart, like the people that are in charge will let you do whatever. I mean, once you make it to a certain level, it'll let you do whatever.
Oh, what's a good example?
And then after
that,
like 20 years of you being a complete fucking disgusting fucking human being, then it's like, you know, I don't want to be a part of this really anymore. I want to save the last few years of my life. No.
I'm sorry. You have to
try
die
again.
Now.
Try again.
Actually, you're not going to die first. You're going to be discredited and corrupted. Your name is going to mean rape after this.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, Bill Cosby's name is rape after this, right?
Yeah, for like the next 35, 45 years, comedians everywhere are going to be after he fucking dies. Comedians
except
everywhere.
Except for Robin Williams, who's going to be known for suicide.
Hold on. We haven't even gotten to Robin yet.
I love Robin Williams. I wish he would have killed himself way before this. I mean, whatever.
Like right after Jumanji, and he would have been remembered for like big time.
Yeah.
Robin his own life.
Robin.
What was Robin Williams' biggest movie? What was his best movie?
Oh, Robin. Doubtfire.
Jumanji? Doubtfire?
This is Doubtfire, I would say.
Good Morning, Vietnam.
Good Morning, Vietnam was good.
You know, Mark and Mindy.
That was a movie, though. That was
that was a TV show, but, you know, that was good.
His notoriety.
You ain't shit if you've been on the movies, though.
Are you sure it wasn't Blubber?
What?
Are you a real Rob?
Lover.
Are you a Robin Williams fan?
Who the fuck are you?
Why would you bring that up to disgrace his memory? What was the other one where you wore Patch Adams? Yeah. That was funny. You played the fucking true story thing.
I liked it.
It was good.
Anyways, so didn't Joe Cocker just meet up with Robin Williams?
For like a gay
Is
thing
it
or
too
what?
Soon? Can I get like a drink of something not booze for this moment? Just like Mountain Dew.
Oh, I'll get you a drink.
I like a drink. I love clowns. Especially when...
Can we get a bucket or a mop over here for a leaking vagina?
How about that? You know, the bucket, I will drink the juice out the mop bucket right now. I'm that thirsty. I'm just saying.
To end this cotton mouth.
Just saying. You know, all right. But I feel much better now. I have a lot to say.
That's what she said.
This is F-Bomb coming at you live. Do you know you're listening to the Intel Scanner? If you have not listened to us before and you're just tuning in, you're in for a treat. This is the year in review. So what do you think happened this year? What has it been? The jihadist movement, the ISIS.
Oh,
ISIS.
I love ISIS. Know,
we haven't touched on ISIS yet tonight. God,
that came I've been praying on. 5 times a day for ISIS to win, whatever they're doing, whatever their objective is.
So you approve of torture? Do you approve? You think it's good to... all right, here's the last thing I heard about this past year. 2014 is going to be known for the exposure of the American military will fuck your son in the ass in front of you mothers if you do not turn in
your guns.
I mean, the people that are in charge of ISIS, apparently, or whatever. You know, if you're a terrorist and you're the wife of a terrorist and you have a son by this terrorist man, now your son's going to be raped in the ass by the American military, apparently, right in front of you, because that is the video that has just come out from Abu Ghraib.
Video, there's several videos that are going to be coming out. We're breaking
this.
We're
the
breaking
new
this
breaking
on the
shit
scanner.
That's going to be the hottest shit coming out.
It's going to break.
I mean, actually, next week we're going to do a big expose on this.
We
per
will.
Se. I think this
we
is what's going to be on the upcoming. Predictions for 2015 next week.
Is that next year?
2015. Yeah. What's gonna happen?
And we listened to our prediction show earlier from a year ago.
Yeah.
And we were wrong on everything.
About a bunch
so
of everything.
So feel free to listen to that again because we were wrong on everything. They did not revoke weed from Colorado.
Barack Obama did not get assassinated.
Barack Obama did not get assassinated.
Unfortunately.
Why not? Hey, Yellowstone did not blow up.
Yellowstone didn't blow up.
What was
all of the honeybees aren't dead yet.
Yeah, all the honeybees
are
dead.
Butterflies. the oceans have not overflooded California and New York, and
but we're hoping
driven the coastlines. Well, that's 100 not happening miles until in.
2025.
So. Oh, 2025. There's going to be.
I've seen a map.
One in
on the internet.
No, real life person. I've seen a map. No, there's fucking dudes.
A map. A map. I'm the map. I'm the map.
The last map I saw said it was supposed to happen in 2012.
Yeah, you're high. Anyways.
See, at least we're all on the same page here. Thank God.
No, for that. No.
Or Allah, or, you know.
There's old.
Thank Sharia law for that.
This old motherfucker showed me a map of what the Earth was going to look like after the polar ice caps.
Ew, what was that guy?
I know that we've guy seen that too. Map.
No, this who's that guy again?
No, this was in like 97, dude.
Nostradamus.
Dude, I was like a youngin', dude. I was like knee-high to a grasshopper. It was Nostradamus, dumbass. That's what I called him. But no, they said, no, the way this map worked out, oh, fuck, dude, it fucked up. Montana and Wyoming, North and South Dakota,
most of Canada,
and Nebraska were like the only underwater states in our fucking country that were completely in intact.
That was
the rest of them were flooded out.
Fucking kidding me? That's the Navy map drawn out by
Atlantis Risen.
The fucking one guy that was the psychic guy, Edgar Casey.
Edgar Casey,
yeah. The Edgar Casey map you're talking about. There you go. Sorry. Yeah, no, that's a tangent little aspect. I agree. That was a thing that was predicted a long time ago. Last year, we predicted lots of things also. You know what I didn't predict? I thought that Barack Obama and Vladimir Putin and their little sexcapade would break up by now. And they haven't. They're still together.
Still dating.
Congratulations, Vlad.
Vladimir Putin and Barack Obama.
And Barry. Vlad and Barry wedding, I predict, this year, perhaps, then. Hey.
They're going to show their full support.
They're going to do something.
Maybe something in June. You know, because flowers.
They need a spring marriage. I can see them getting married in the flowers. Spring. Flowers everywhere. And
Jennifer Flowers. I mean, you know. But it's
the Obongo Putin 2015 global unity.
Global.
That's what needs to happen. That's what would really bring the globe together.
We would open up a lot more ski resorts, I think.
Oh, I bet Russia has some great ski resorts Curtain just keeps closed off to us. That's really why Barack Obama and Vladimir Putin need to get together. They need to open up ski resorts in Russia. That would do it. That would cease the Ukraine bullshit.
So the year in review. What happened with police this year? There were riots. Ferguson.
Riots.
There were protests in New York. Protests. All over. And riots and civil unrest everywhere. Berkeley stands out as another prominent place. Detroit lost its power, lost its water, lost its utilities, lost its mayor a few years ago due to corruption.
Rob's getting shot in the car.
Okay, I mean, all the power plants across the nation this year have been being systematically shut down, except for everything owned by GE. Awkward. Who's backing GE? Who's the one supporting them and then condemning everyone else's free market enterprise to that? Ooh, we have special guest.
Well,
Pete Tatty.
they're completely government subsidized, right? GE?
Oh, well, they're
one of the biggest
welfare recipients
they are a welfare in the nation.
Absolutely. A welfare corporation. General Electric. They bring good welfare things.
They bring good welfare to
their
life, right?
Own personal offshore bank accounts.
I really like offshore bank accounts.
Yeah, those are the best. Yeah, especially if I had some. I would really love
it. Right. I could have like several
offshore banking.
I would be a very happy camper.
So certain people warned about these things back in the day when this country was founded. George Washington, I want to point out especially. Thomas
G-Dub,
Jefferson.
Known to the young.
The Federalist Papers. The anti-federalist papers, even no matter
the
even
anti-federalist,
the pro-iniquity, anti-pro instead
pro,
of that
proletariat,
proletariat, you know, papers, federalist, anti-pro-federalist,
the anti-litariats,
anti-litariats.
Wow. I just thought of that. I'm thinking out loud. Sorry. Anti-Letarian.
They even knew the shit was going to happen.
Whoa.
Thanks for tuning in. Professor, what do you think about all this? What's your take so far? The year in review. What's your biggest?
Where the fuck are we
what's
at?
Your biggest thing on that?
Drones.
Well, that's great.
Drones.
Oh, drones.
I got a hard on for drones.
What about the blimps? The blimp drones that are going up on the East Coast? Like,
no, that's Facebook providing Wi-Fi. 80-foot
long blimps.
Leave Facebook alone. I love Facebook.
But not the blimps. Don't leave the blimps alone.
No. What the
fuck? I lost my keys.
Blimp drones? Why would they fucking use blimp drones?
I still have keys of mine.
No, blimp drones are... They're, no, what they're trying to do is...
Sorry.
Are you talking to me?
No. So I have asthma. I have
lock the door in case the police show up, because the police...
And that is another big topic. I mean, that happened here this year.
It did. And it was a scary situation. We have it all on... film, technically, I mean.
We do, and audio recording. We have audio and video recording
good stuff.
Of it.
But really, it you mentioned it earlier. It has been the year of police state recognition.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of which I have a whole page written I would like to recite.
Oh.
Let's start with this. No one, until recently, with the two cops killed in New York, maliciously, it seems like a psyop.
Talk more on that.
All right, and so let me start with this. Before that, no one is shooting at the cops. No one was before that. No, you didn't hear about it. They'd be killing. Anyway, so it's not the deadliest job in the world per se. Although they act like they're always in fear of being like assaulted by the public for some reason.
That's because they've been killing them.
Yeah, it has. Yeah. Yeah, they're killing.
Well, not just killing them, but intimidation, well,
they're killing
assaulting
citizens left and right.
Planting
enforcing
evidence.
Unjust laws.
Oppressing.
And
victimless
crimes people are being punished for.
And now,
by them.
Have you read about the recent slowdown because of that? Just the last week compared to the same week in 2013, arrests, traffic citations, all these things are down like 90% in New York. Guess what? It has not devolved into chaos.
No. That's called act right.
Well, in the U.S.
you bitches get some.
All right, here's the stats I got.
Act right.
In 2010, 122 officers died in the line of duty. 122. So 2014... damn near 2,000 civilians were killed by cops. So 122 officers died in the line of duty. 59 were shot to death out of 122. 173, you know, I mean.
How many civilians died?
10 times that much.
Not that much. Oh, yeah. It's a big, huge number. So, I mean.
Well, I guess we're going to second break. I've been notified.
According to the annual report from the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund, 111 federal, state, local, tribal, and territorial officers were killed in the line of duty in 2013.
Yeah, tribal, and that's where
down
the most
from 121 in 2012.
And I read that over half of those deaths are traffic accidents.
Yeah. Yes, sir. So 46 killed in traffic-related accidents. 33 killed by firearms. The lowest firearm death since 1887. For fuck's
33,
sake.
And they're talking about...
Yeah. Being a cop is safer than ever.
Than being a taxi driver.
Than being a innocent victim sitting at home and you're raided by a SWAT team by a no-knock raid.
And you're not a 7-year-old girl. Yeah.
And you're not a 7-year-old girl. Or a baby in a crib.
Or a 12-year-old.
Or an autistic. Or a...
or deaf. Remember the deaf person that got fucking...
Yeah. Yeah. So how would you like to be death by cop, even though you're innocent? If you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear, unless made a mistake again.
Like, unless,
sorry.
Unless you're alive and breathing and living in America, and well, then you're a criminal.
How many mistakes are you allowed to fucking make as a police force? Because no matter what type of badge they fucking wear, they are a national police force because they all share jurisdiction with each other. Here in our fucking county, we have on permanent loan
Jurisdiction is the reason they're not completely organized, actually.
No, we have the city police on loan to the fucking county police, and then we have the highway patrol on loan to the fucking county as well.
But that's what keeps people talking to each other and like, well, what do you know? Well, what information do you have? Well, what information? I mean, if they were all intertwined, we would already be fucked.
It also entails, that's why
we would already
highway patrolmen can pull you over in the middle of town is because they share.
Highway patrolmen can, but a sheriff can't fucking pull you over outside of their county.
Yes, he can. He can stop you, and then he can call for
backup.
He can't arrest you or nothing.
He can't do shit.
We can do that. You can do a citizen's arrest, technically.
I've actually been through this situation, I was pulled over by a highway patrol here in town somewhere, and they waited and called for backup.
That's what they fucking do. They intimidate you with their fucking lights like that and shit, you know? Because it's a fucking cop, you know? I mean, it doesn't matter what kind of car he's fucking in at the end of the day. It's a fucking cop.
It is my belief that if I did not pull over, that you would have beat the ticket. I mean,
if you had
who was
not,
this guy to pull me over?
If you had not pulled over, you would have been in a world of fucking shit. They would have fucking sent goddamn 20 squad cars after your ass. And they would have made you fucking pull over.
It would have been a jury trial for...
We gotta go to break time, right?
So third segment is gonna be a riot! Motherfucker, we're gonna play some kick-ass Montana music. We're gonna come back and talk about the last of the year in review. Prelude to 2015. The Sony hack, Ebola... Ferguson, New York riots, protests in Berkeley.
The riots in Mexico.
Whistleblowers, the riots in Mexico. ISIS, the torture report that just come out. The new music coming out now from Montana. We love you. Stay tuned. Stay with us. MT Radio, this is the Intel Scanner.
Tell them. Night, Poetic Fam.
Yo. Uh huh.
Yes, ma'am.
Better things to do.
Let's go.
Better things to do than remember you.
Yo.
I got better things to do.
Me and you.
Better things to do.
Let's get going. To all my haters, critiquing stormy night. Know I'm drastic with the pen, painting pictures when I write. I got stories filled with light that I brighten up your day. I ain't focused on the negative in any kind of way. Not worried what you may say, cause you know I keep it relevant. Rapping for the hell of it, puffing good and staying lit. Vibing with a drum kick, letting my mind wander. Traveling the distance, I swear it's getting longer. I'm steady growing stronger, always gaining wisdom. Sharing it with the fam as we're building up a kingdom. Changing up the system, doing just what we want. Twisting mad blunts, making way to the front. It's a hectic curve, but we know just what we're looking for. Aggressively progressive in our search to open new doors. Love to explore, sharing all that I find. Floating through life, open book with an open mind.
Better things to do.
Uh-huh.
Better things to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Better things to do than remember you.
Preacher girl. Pulling in some cash, man. I started as a fan on the label of an artist. Wanna be the best, but don't need to be the hardest. It's called hard, kid. We all got it. Emotions ignore it, shooting to simply fit in. I did the opposite, started up a fan, spreading knowledge at hand. I've gained traveling the land. See, I know your plans, take your way to the top. Trying to chop on the comp, never knowing to stop. I'm claiming the rack shop, I got no time for your ignorance. Your fake bliss, flowing like a dirty ditch. It's called Kiss, keep it simple, stupid. Fame ain't based on the people you can ruin. Gotta keep it flowing, flow fluid like a free throw. From up high to down low, man, let's go.
Hemingway, Poetic Fam, Wanderlust. Okay, I think I'm moving in the right direction. I got my eyes on the prize and the light's always brighter near the intersection. I'm feeling blinded, trying to figure out which way to go. Just play a slut, dedicated to the manifestation. A manifesto with a pencil to my mental, I develop the ill. Taking the pain away when I be making the music that's real. Reminiscing of the legends that I listen to still. And some people don't understand. It ain't a problem, I'm probably showing up to them. I got enough to go around, cause my people hold me down. Always bringing them the sound, traveling from town to town. But I ain't got the time to listen to you whine. I'll be waiting or debating with haters. I'm on my ground feeling fine. Said it's me and Stormy Night on the mic. And you know we do it right. I got
better things to do.
What's that?
Better things to do.
Yes, ma'am.
Better things to do than remember
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I got better things to do.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that was Tribe and Stormy Night. All awesome local music here on the Intel Scanner.
Ooh, we can't help. Thank you.
Live studio audience here tonight, Tuesday night, Intel Scanner. Year in review, 2014. What do we think's really going on?
It's all going on.
It's all going on, and all at once.
We can't help but notice it as it happens. So, well, all of the Conthe collabed by the execs and executed by the Shadow Faxes.
All right, no.
No?
All right. We're not ready for full valley.
Not yet. All that by the of the U.S. Mill.
Millie?
The leads. I mean, you know, the Millie. And friends. So the towers went down. The leaders and friends covered it up and collabed. And we invades, you know, the Middle East. All at the same time. And as a side... A side goal of all of this was to create more hatred and fanaticism towards America through the torture of, you know, people in the Middle East at the time, creating a whole new generation of people that want to destroy America. And also creates a long-lasting enemy to feed the war machine. All the torture, all the from Abu Ghraib to Guantanamo Bay to all the other black ops sites around the world, that's what they're shooting for, is, you know, all the while creating the enemy to justify the military-industrial complex's
their
existence.
Torturing our intelligence is what they're doing.
They're torturing my... I mean, I'm no less fertile because of them, but I feel like I could, like, I would. I mean, so, as it happens, millions, trillions,
quadrillions,
upon trillions of dollars
Google
are being
quintillions
fed into the war machine. I mean, what do we have to show for it? Is millions of dead humans, erosion of freedoms and rights in the U.S. and the world over. Now ISIS, the threat grows always. They keep the world in fear, propagate the fear. Are you scared? I feel afraid. I'm so scared.
I need an adult.
I don't know if the threat's growing, but I feel something growing.
The military's out of control, and the people at the top of this are sick fucks. I mean, that's kind of my summary of all that so far. Doesn't seem to be going very well. What do you think about this?
Sure do.
I know.
You gotta think, why would there be a world propaganda machine against the Arab Middle East?
I have a three-letter word comes to mind, starts with O, ends with L.
Money.
Oil.
Oil.
What else? What else could we...
Power.
It's just them from...
Money.
So what were the biggest stories? Oh, the Sony hack. I want to talk about the Sony hack.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck Sony.
So that's been proven that that's completely not North Korea had anything to do with that.
Disgruntled employees. Oh.
And our government's using this to political ends, saying that, oh yeah, that they know it was an employee in this whole thing, and they're saying just for political ends that it was North Korea. And what about all the other computer hacks? That happened a lot this year.
So what about
Home Depot and Target? It's all bullshit,
Home Depot,
right?
The credit card.
It's all just the CIA. It's all just the government.
It's like Fight Club times 9/11. Because we only way we can.
Whoa.
I mean, if we're not going to justify the killing and torturing of young children, then there was no 9/11. Are you a 9/11 denier? Are you fucking kidding me? I'll shoot you in the face with my fucking...
I think all these hacks...
Heart attack gun
I'll
right now.
I'll have Dick Cheney come down here and fuck you in your ass! Yeah. He said it's okay. It's justifiable.
I would do it again in a minute.
He would do it again in a second.
I think all these hacks are kind of a good thing. It really shows how vulnerable the electronic banking system at a whole is.
And it shows how much we rely upon that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we definitely need to give up more rights to gain more security. Then,
All right. Wait. Vulnerability-wise, though, how many of these hacks were perpetrated?
Every fucking
perpetrated
one of them.
From the inside, though.
Government wants control of the internet.
Therefore, if they're trying to instill like a fear that, you know, shit isn't safe enough, so that way we need to centralize everything so everybody can be safe. And so...
Safe?
I mean, you see...
From what?
I mean...
Who provides the safety again? Hold up. Hold up. Oh, girl, are you sure you ain't a hobbit? I mean... Come
Leave
on.
Leave my fucking girlfriend out of this. Right,
did you not say give up your security for, you know, give up your rights for more security? How does that work?
False security.
How much does that work? The most secure you can be is in the prison where no one can ever get to you, right?
Oh, I've been.
Hold up. Do we have anyone that's ever been to prison? Oh, wait a minute.
Ding.
Oh.
Ding, 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 ding.
What happened? Can they get to you in prison even too?
Just a little.
They can get to you anywhere.
Yes, they can.
Where they want.
So who is going to secure your own freedom? Tell me, number one. Edward.
I am. You and you alone only secures your freedom.
Only you and you alone. No one can go overseas and fight to secure your freedom.
And anybody that says that my child or my brother, they're in the military fighting for your freedom, no, they're not. They're fighting for Lockheed Martin and Northrop Grumman to make a whole bunch more money on stock options is what they're doing.
And really, that's kind of an oxymoron. Freedom can never be secured. It can only be actively fought for, always.
Yes, let's get a fucking...
Okay.
Absolutely, producer. Yes. Thank you. And to the live studio audience, this is awesome. Great.
We have to torture people to keep our freedom.
That's what I was just thinking. That's what I was just thinking.
If someone's not being tortured, I'm not free, motherfucker. You kidding me?
Yes, that's a bummer.
How many species have to die for me to even have a meal? To be honest with you, I mean chickens.
I'm not free until there's no dolphins.
Lobsters.
I don't even feel comfortable. I don't even feel comfortable eating if somebody's not being tortured.
Do we have to torture the pigs again just so I can eat? Whatever.
I only like bacon that has been from tortured pigs, really. It's like, I don't like pigs that have been treated humanely.
I can only come when the hooker is bleeding.
At least crying.
Like you look at Dick Cheney, right? Like, and you can just picture Dick Cheney
fucking a bleeding hooker. Yeah.
Like, choking the fuck. No. Oh, obviously that, but choking the fuck out of a puppy. Like a cute little puppy and just choking the fuck out of his screaming.
Now it's the intel scanner. Thank you. This is the third segment. We probably have fucking limited time amount of
Dick Cheney puppy choking coming in the overtime.
We're coming into the puppy.
He said he was going to show up.
I
show puppies.
Really? So. I mean, why does Dick Cheney do this shit? 10 minutes. 8 minutes.
so we definitely got time for torture report
came out recently that they're jamming things up people's asses. This was this year. We're in review. They were bringing out dogs to people that are afraid of dogs and using that as a.
I heard they shoved an umbrella up a guy's ass and opened it.
I've heard lots of things about what went on, and it's whether it went frightening. Is the only word that comes to mind? I know a couple buddies that have been in the military, funny. And they'll tell me things off the record. Nobody will come
you know
on the
what?
Air and speak.
They abducted me and told me I had Ebola. They put me in a place, they drug me up full of shit and said, you have Ebola, you can't leave.
But if anybody out there listening is prior military and would like a platform to speak about anything...
Then they offered me the cure to spread the Ebola, and I told them to fuck off. Hey. So they let me go and cured me. Mm-hmm.
And that's I was like, that goes. Well, wait.
So I got a Malaysia airline and tried to leave the fucking torture base all of a sudden. And I'm on the Malaysia airline.
And like, and then I was like, so, there's Bill Cosby. And like, well, hey, let's have a drink.
Hey, Bill.
What did fucking Bill Cosby ever do to you?
Fucking,
he tried to rape me that
know.
Fuck.
He did bad things.
I am another silent victim.
He said he would make me a star. I was supposed to get a bit part on the Cosby Show.
If I can get a spot on Good Morning America, he raped me too.
Yes.
He told me I had
just give me my 3 minutes.
All the Jello I could eat for life.
Then he gave me something to eat.
And he pulled out his pudding pop, and I just couldn't stand
and
it.
And he let me wear his sweater. So
it melts in your mouth.
Doesn't get much fucking better than that.
No, it doesn't.
We keep it professional. Yeah.
We love Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby.
Jabba, jabba.
Yeah, he listens every fucking week. Plays it at parties and shit, you know?
We didn't really get to touch on the Sony hack enough, I don't think. Let's do that. What you got?
Sony hack. The riots in Mexico.
The riots in Mexico were not put on the mainstream media.
No.
some of the biggest riots ever recorded
probably,
in human history.
Maybe the biggest in recent time. Absolutely.
And not on. The revolution will not be televised.
Fuck no.
This is definite proof of that. The shit that went on down there was revolutionary, truly. Revolutionary, not even renaissance-y. More revolutionary. You know, if it's renaissance versus revolution, I prefer and I advocate renaissance. But if it comes to it, revolution sometimes is necessary. There was a quote about people that make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable.
Inevitable?
How you say that?
Inevitable.
Inevitable. Clean out your ears.
Inedible.
Inevitable.
Don't eat that shit.
So JFK, did he have that correct? Is that a correct saying? So if they're going to block out all the protesting and all the bullshit, is it going to be inevitable that DC is going to get stormed?
Well, as time goes on and
cowards.
We become more enlightened.
Well, then that saying doesn't hold true.
Well, I mean, how would you storm D.C., I'm just saying?
I guess show up with 200,000 people with AKs and start shooting shit. I don't know.
Hypothetically
75% of the United States smokes marijuana.
Gunsforpennies.com.
We can't.
And has AKs.
And it says, shall not be infringed. And let's not even get me started on that.
Oh,
yet the 68 Gun Control Act bans felons or whoever they deem not eligible to have a gun can't have one. How would they get this control and say over that?
If your IQ is higher than a police officer's,
then you may not be a police officer.
Then you may not own a gun.
You might be able to figure out how to pour a fountain soda.
Legally.
Then you might be able to spell your fucking name.
Also allowed to be admitted to the FEMA camp for reintegration. Yes,
re-education,
re-indoctrination clinics,
relearning, motherfucker,
re-government lovingness training,
re-teaching.
Childhood re-education.
If you do not worship the state, you are not worthy to be a part of the state. If you are not...
My sentiments exactly.
...willing
yes.
to
That's
sacrifice your very life to protect the rights of others, then you might as well be fed to the pigs to feed the rest of us because you're not needed in the rest of society. Is that how that goes? Who's this guy over here?
That would be Che Guevara.
Oh, yeah. He wrote a book about how he hates Hispanics.
But
so if you're a Hispanic wearing a shirt that likes that guy, all of a sudden you might as well be a Jew wearing a Hitler shirt saying, I like Mein Kampf or something. You know what I mean?
Che Guevara was fucking...
Well, he wrote a book. You read the book? Read the book.
I don't have any time to spend in jail to be reading any books.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry. So anyone Hispanic, I acknowledge La Raza and all that. You know,
sure.
But,
where was Che Guevara from? I can't. Now I need to know more.
Yeah, read about it.
I know. I just can't think of it.
So all right. So the Attorney General of two neighboring states, Nebraska and Oklahoma, are suing Colorado to have their marijuana policy declared unconstitutional. So, said Colorado policy has injured Oklahoma's ability to enforce their policies against marijuana. So, they're trying to make it, the lawyers are suing all of a sudden because it's
and Oklahoma doesn't even border Colorado.
So, conform or die.
Once again, 2014, year of the lawyers.
The year of the lawyers.
Ow!
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like the last 5,000 years has been fucking just about year of the lawyer.
Ebola almost killed everyone, but once again it didn't. SARS and West Nile was going to kill everyone before. Remember that? Didn't happen either. Amnesty got pushed through. A bunch of people that came over from across the border 2014, here you are. Glad to meet you, all our new American brethren. There you are. Get on welfare as soon as you can. Bring me my new ID.
They were able to... undocumented workers were able to get licenses.
Lots of new IDs. Yes,
hey, remember Arizona. Obamacare?
Oh, and Obamacare.
Obamacare.
Not repealed by the new...
That's my favorite kind of
Republican dominant Congress. Yeah, fuck you guys.
Bill Cosby. Bill ISIS. Cosby. Ebola.
Thanks for tuning in.
Don't pay
your taxes. Don't go to court. Don't pay your speeding tickets. Don't pull over when the cops pull you over.
No, you're right.
Tell them that they don't have a right. We want to
listen
reclaim.
To the intel scanner.
Don't play into the system. We love you, the intel scanner. Listen next week. Love you. Bye.
Please.